Hey friends, it's Pastor Chris back with you for another week. Oh, it's so cool when we get to hang out together. Today, like always, we're going to start off by praising and worshiping God. So stand up where you're at and let's sing and let's praise God.
I get scared sometimes, so I cover my eyes. Always with me, so I stand up tall. Remember, He is strong. I won't be afraid. God is always with me.
Fear,
get out of here.
Fear,
get out of here now.
Fear,
get out of here. Get out of here for good. Cause God is always with me, so I stand up tall. Remember, He is strong.
It's just
it's so fun to praise God. Well, guess what? We've got another part of the big God story. So let's get ready. Let's get our pay attention eyes on. Cool. Let's get our listening ears. That was a little process there today. Let's zip, lock, and button our lips so we get ready. Zip, lock, and button. And let's pray and ask God to help us listen today. Oh, God, you are amazing. You are awesome. Thanks for wanting us to know you. As we listen today, God, help us to know you better and help us to know how we can serve you and others better too. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we're going to hear another story, a true thing that happened though, about another healing that Jesus did. Last week, we talked about one healing. We're going to talk, he did it lots of times, friends. So we're going to talk about another one today. So what I want you to do is stand up straight, real tall. Yes, because we're going to hear a story about a Roman officer who heard all about Jesus and the miracles he performed. You can have a seat. So, I have a helmet today. Any idea why soldiers wear helmets and armor? That's right. To keep them safe and protect them in battle. Yeah, because you want to keep your head as safe as possible, right? So, I have another question. Who is stronger than armor and is able to protect us better than a helmet or a shield? Any ideas? That's right. God is. God is stronger than anyone or anything, and we can always trust him. So, back to our story. As an officer, this Roman centurion was very, very important. He was in charge of more than 100 soldiers. That's a really big number. Can you count to 100 on your fingers? Nope, there's only 10 of them. Even if you added your toes? Nope, because there's only 10 of those too. So that only makes 20. But the Roman centurion had 100. And he had a very big job to do. They weren't always kind because they had to be tough and keep the men in order in the army. But this centurion was a little different. He had heard of Jesus and he had faith in God. What is faith? Faith is when you know something to be true and then you live out of that truth with what you do, your actions. So the Roman centurion had a servant who was very sick. Everybody give me a sad face and maybe like a, maybe had a rumbly tummy, but he was super sick. The officer cared for the servant and wanted him to be well again. And because the officer had faith, he knew Jesus could heal the servant even without seeing him in person. I know, kind of like the story last week. If you didn't see it, go back and watch it when we're done here. But this centurion knew that Jesus was in charge. He knew Jesus was the only one who had the power to heal. As powerful as this man was, because he was in charge of lots of people, he knew Jesus could be in charge of the healing. So, I have another question for you. Have you ever been sick? Yeah, it's not very fun, is it? No, I don't like feeling sick. And you kind of feel yucky and you lay around and it's just awful. Yeah. So, when you're sick, who do you usually ask for help? Yeah, like mom or dad, right? Yeah, we find a grown-up that can help us. And sometimes we're so sick, we actually need to go to a grown-up that's a doctor, right, friends? Well, in our story today, the soldier knew that the servant needed to be healed. And he was so sick that a doctor couldn't even help him. So he asked some of the leaders and knew to go to Jesus and ask him for help. Well, the officer stayed behind. He knew that Jesus was powerful and holy unlike anything else. And he knew that Jesus was God and had the power to do anything that he chose to do. So when the Jewish leaders went to Jesus, they begged him for help. The Bible tells us in Luke 7 that they said this, "This man, the centurion, deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation and he has built our synagogue where they worshiped God." So Jesus went with them to go and heal the Roman's officer's servant. Go ahead and stand up. Let's march. Yeah, okay, good, sit back down. So before Jesus got to the officer's home, the officer sent more of his friends to stop Jesus with a message. The centurion said this, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I don't deserve to have you come under my roof. That's why I didn't even consider myself worthy to come to you. But Jesus, say the word and my servant will be healed." Wow. The Roman soldier knew who Jesus was, that he was God. He knew that Jesus is holy, and he wasn't sure that he measured up. He wasn't sure that he was worth having Jesus come to his house. But better than all of that, he knew Jesus didn't actually have to come to his home to heal the servant. Jesus had the power to heal the servant just by speaking words. Wow. So, friends, who's somebody that you know is super strong? Maybe your mom, maybe your dad. Yeah. You know, those people can be super strong, our moms and dads, but no one is more powerful, more strong than Jesus because he's God. He's so powerful, all he has to do is speak. Say the words and things can happen. That's right. God used his words to make the world. He used his words to make you and me. And he used his words to heal the Roman centurion's servant. So by the time the Roman officer's friends returned to the house, guess what? The servant had been healed. Give me a yay! Yeah. That's super cool. The Roman officer knew that Jesus is God. And because he's God, he has the power to heal the sick. There's nothing, friends, nothing more important than knowing God. Even the strong and important Roman officer knew that Jesus is God. And that was whose power that he needed. God made the earth and each and every one of us. And he's also the same God who came to earth as Jesus so that we could know with him and then be with him forever. Jesus knows you. And he's the way for you to know God and be with him forever because Jesus is God. So friends, Jesus is God. Why don't you say that with me? Jesus is God. One more time. Jesus is God. Friends, Jesus is God. The Bible tells us that he made everything, and that means he made you, he made me, he made the sun, he made the stars, he made everything, and he knows everything about you, and he loves you. Jesus healed the centurion's servant with just his words. That's amazing. That makes me want to celebrate God. So together, let's celebrate that Jesus is God.
Strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along. you're big and God, you're strong. And I know that you love me, so I'll sing along, sing along. God, you love me the way I am, and I know I'm a part of your big, big plan. God, you're with me where I am, and I know that I'm loved, so I'm singing. God, you're big, and God, you're strong, and I know that you love me, so I'll sing along. Oh, God, you're big, and God, you're strong. That you love me, so I'll sing along. God, you're big, oh, and God, you're strong. And I know that you love me, so I'll sing along. God, you're big, oh, and God, you're strong. And I know that you love me, so I'll sing along, sing along.
All right, as we get ready for our blessing today, I'm going to start by saying, may you shout to the Lord with gladness. And I want you to say back to me, Jesus is God. All right, let's practice that a couple of times. May you shout to the Lord with gladness. Jesus is God. You got it, right? Let's do it again. May you shout to the Lord with gladness. Jesus is God. That's right. Oh, that's so amazing to know. Let's hold out our hands. Children, Jesus is God, and may you shout to the Lord with gladness this week.